All right, everybody, welcome to the Just Chill Podcast, episode 10. I'm here with my co-host, Jack and Alohe.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's good, everyone?
And this week, we have a special guest, Lul. Why don't you introduce yourself, buddy?
Yo, what's poppin'? My name is Lul, you know. I'm from the DMV, you know. I'm 18 years old. I just graduated from Wakefield High School.
Congratulations.
Appreciate you. Yeah. I mean, we didn't get to have no, you know, prom or nothing.
We'll talk about that. So, go ahead, Alex.
So, we could just start off real quick by how you got to meet all of us.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, I knew Elohe before I knew everybody else in this podcast because, you know, we go way back from, like, church. And, you know, we were kind of like, you know, we were really good best friends in church. We started, you know, being friends in church. And then out of nowhere, you know, we didn't know we were neighbors. We were actually neighbors at one point. Yeah, we were neighbors at one point. And it was just like, it was some weird, you know, shit. Like, we both just walked outside and we turned to, you know, he turned to his right, I turned to my left. And I'm like, yo, wait, don't I know you? If I'm here, we both screamed and we were like, yo, wait, no way. You know, because we're like in church, we were like, you know, once a week we see each other and we were like, you know, having fun and all this, you know. So like, but like, you know, we were able to see each other every day. You know, we were, you know, having a good time type shit. You know, we were just cooling.
Yeah, we definitely had a lot of Beyblade battles in my day.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hold you. You know, we used to think that shit's real. Like, I was really taking that shit.
We used to like play in like the bowls.
Yeah.
And then we broke all of that. I can't even tell you how much I got whooped that day, bro.
Let me tell you, we probably like, we wasted so much money just because like how much things we broke. But like,
there's like some black market of like Beyblade, like, because remember like the little top things that people would like trade?
Yeah,
elementary school, bro.
Yeah, that was a good time. So I'm not even like, no worries, no nothing. Just going home, yeah, playing Beyblade, you know. So, yeah. I knew Jack from the Super Bowl party. Elohe actually introduced me to Jack because he was just inviting me to a Super Bowl party, and you know, I met a lot of friends, you know, my future friends from there. And
this one was 2016. So this was the,
didn't we play basketball like way before that?
I didn't feel like we just played basketball. You know, I played basketball with a lot of people, but I didn't think we were friends, you know, because
true. I didn't really like talk to you. We just kind of played and then left.
Yeah. Cause like, you know, I play basketball with a lot of people, but that doesn't mean I'm friends with every single one of them, you know?
Facts. Yeah, and then we really like met at the Super Bowl party, like,
yeah.
2016.
Yeah, we met at the Super Bowl party, and you know, we were just cooling, you know. We when I first met Jack, I really clicked with him because, like, I don't know, like, I felt like a kind of vibe, like it's a very chill vibe, you feel me? And like, he gets like a vibe where, like, you know, I want something, I'm gonna do something, and I like that kind of vibe. So I like, you know, what he was doing and all that, you know. So we really clicked like fast, at least to me. I don't know to him, but like to me, yeah, that's how it
was. You were cool. You were like, it was cool to meet someone like of Alohe's friends that wasn't from Westport, you know, like a different side of Alohe, like from church.
Yeah, for sure.
Because like before that, I only knew people that Alohe knew from Westport. I didn't know any of his other friends, so you were like the first.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I completely separated my church from my friends because, you know, they're two different worlds, you know. I mean, Elohe knows like a lot of my friends, but like he's the only person from church, you know. So I don't know. Elohe has his, you know, has his shit handled. Me, I don't know if I can do that. So you know what? So yeah.
Nah, I like bringing people together. I think it's good, especially at like Super Bowl parties when like everyone is focused on one thing, the game. And then, I mean, obviously shit happened outside the game, which we can get into later. No pun intended on that.
Wait, is that the Patriots-Falcons Super Bowl?
Yeah, it was that one. The one you met Lul, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but you can go on to Alex now. Do you mean Alex?
So, I met Alex, like, recently, actually. Like, we became friends kind of recently. I didn't know about him or anything. if he was anybody's friend, to be honest. I didn't even know he existed for, you know, a little bit now. Like, maybe a lot of you, you know? But Alex, he was like a chill guy, you feel me? He's a very chill person, and I like that, you know? I like somebody who's just laid back and chill, at least. I mean, I didn't hang out with him a lot that I wanted to, you know? I mean, we go into it, at least, you know, when this corona shit ends. But, nah, I fucked with his vibe, you know? I fuck with people's vibe. That's how I become friends with people. So, like, him to be laid back, being, like, kind of innocent little boy, it was kind of funny because, you know, no lie, I turn innocent people to bad people. So, like, you better get ready. I'm just saying, you know? I just said, this is what I did. But, yeah, so that's how I met y'all. You know, it's a very good journey. You know, it's a fun journey, not even gonna lie. And I enjoyed it, you know? So
yeah, for sure. Yeah, I caught the same like vibe for you, because it was like a different vibe. Like, you were your own person, and I fucked with that.
Yeah, but like, people think, like, I'm not even trying to hold you, I don't know how you guys saw it, but like, I mean, Evan told me this, but he was like, when I first met him, I was very defensive. Like, I was like, yo, like, you know, did I give that kind of vibe? Because he was like, I was like kind of like aggressive and offensive in the beginning, you know? I don't know if you guys felt like
I mean, a little bit, I guess. Like, I mean, I'm kind of the same way. Like, if I don't know someone, I'm not just going to immediately, like, open up to them. You know what I mean? It takes a little bit of time. But you weren't overly aggressive or anything. You're just, you know, a little defensive. But that's completely normal. You know, I didn't really think anything of it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was like, you know, people told me a lot. So,
but yeah, there was no, like, issue or anything. You were cool.
That's for sure. That's for sure. So, yeah.
Do you want to talk about the topics now, Alex? And then we can go more into, like, personal stories involving Lua, like, the end?
Yeah. So, starting off, I think this is pretty interesting news. John Jones wishes to relinquish his UFC light heavyweight title in light of a pay dispute between Dana White and him. So Jones has shown interest in fighting at the heavyweight division after UFC 249 and mentioned that he was going to sort of negotiate with the company to make it happen. But as it turns out, the UFC and Jones have never really gotten anywhere with that. And Dana White had made several statements about Jones about him wanting to receive absurd amounts of money, saying that Jones wanted to be paid the same amount of money as Deontay Wilder, who is a really famous boxer, prolific, and he won $30 million off of his championship match, to which I think he lost. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's pretty interesting.
Are we talking about the Tyson Fury fight where he lost? Yeah. He made $30 million off of that?
I think so.
Off of losing? That's pretty wild.
Imagine, though. So, but I mean, aren't they fighting though? Like, that's, you know, they're fighting.
There's a few sports going on right now, so I mean, that's definitely one thing. Like, the UFC is making money, you know? Like, they're not losing money like a lot of other sports right now.
Yeah, but like, yeah. I mean, if somebody is fighting, you know, if this is like some real shit, you know, I mean, I would be expected to pay, you know, get paid highly regardless, even if I win or lose, you know, because somebody's fighting me for entertainment.
Yeah. Because, like, John Jones, in my opinion, is, like, one of the best pound-for-pound fighters, like, ever in the UFC. But, like, he's not one of those names, like, kind of like McGregor or Nurmagomedov or Adesanya or someone like that. He's not, like, one of those types of fighters. So, like, he wants to make Wilder money, even, like, boxing and UFC are two different sports. You're not going to... UFC fighters, unless you're a superstar, like superstar as in not as in performances, but in social media and that aspect. Unless you're one of those fighters, you're not making what boxers are making. It's just not where the UFC is right now. I can see where the dispute is, like why he feels like he should be paid, but he's just not on that level. So, it's sad that, like, he's obviously leaving the UFC and, like, he's released from his contract. But I can see why.
Yeah.
Well, it's also that he also had a lot of off the, like... Like, it's not just the money. It's also he, like, has been accused of, like, beating his wife, beating women, like, drunk driving. Like, he hit a woman with his car who was pregnant, and she had a miscarriage because of it. So, like, he's a really, like, bad person. So, the UFC is... It is a fighting sport. It's a fighting, like, entertainment, but they're trying to keep a clean image, and he's definitely hurting that image.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but he's just going to get money from another, like... He said he got...
Really yeah, Bellator team. Or...
Yeah, he's just going to get racks from another, like, fighting, like, company. He'll be fine.
Yeah, same thing that, what's his name? I forgot his name, but someone else did that, and he's fighting in Bellator now. He's making
UFC bang. Fighter.
Yeah.
I'm not as familiar with the UFC, but I do know that John Jones will draw names in another another fighting arena, whether that be Bellator or something else.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think, Alex?
I mean. I think you all hit the points pretty clearly. I was actually just about to go off of your point, Jack, about like his off-the-field antics sort of overshadow his legacy as a fighter because he was really, really successful for a long time.
I think he only lost one time.
But that was like a fluke loss.
It's a fluke loss. So he's basically – Joe Rogan even said like that loss should be like wiped. So most people consider him undefeated. Like he's never lost.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What was I about to say? And
you're
like,
saying off the field, out of the ring.
And I think in that same article, I think Dana White even mentioned that, like, even like if John Jones like relinquishes the title, like he doesn't really show any care for John Jones. He's just like, all right, go ahead. Like we have other arguably bigger names than John Jones right now. We have Nurmagomedov, McGregor, like all those people. Who will potentially draw more casual fans and just more fans in general to the sport. So,
yeah. By the way, the fighter's name was Demetrius Johnson.
Oh, who went to Bellator?
Yeah. He's, like, considered the UFC flyweight goat.
And then you went to Bellator and now he's making money there.
Yeah.
I mean, he got to make his money regardless. So,
yeah, like, I'm going to say, like, I do think that they should be paid because, like, especially when, like, what Lou was saying about, like, you're really getting punched in the face over and over and over again. Like,
but
at the same time, he's hurt his image so much that's going to be hard to pay him, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, what's the next topic, Alex? You had something in there about Drew Brees, I saw, right?
Yeah, so I think this is a pretty big one, and it's something that, sort of affected across, like, everybody across all sports. So this has to do with Drew Brees after saying that he will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the U.S. of A. when he was in the Yahoo Finance interview. And this was, and to keep it into context, I think the interviewer brought up Colin Kaepernick's kneelings during the national anthem to protest against police brutality in the 2016 NFL season. And when Drew Brees said that, like, he drew a lot of controversy across, like, a lot of, like, important sports figures, like LeBron James, his teammate Malcolm Jenkins, who elaborates his opinion about Drew's, quote in that interview in an Instagram video. This is kind of wild, especially since Drew Brees has carved out an image of himself as being, like, a sort of, like, a pure... put his head down and work kind of guy in the NFL.
I mean, that opinion kind of correlates with this whole blue collar, like working man kind of vibe that he has going. So.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not too out of the, you know, ordinary. I just think that it was a bad time to say it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, facts. And I think, I think he has his family has a long history of serving in the military, so.
Yeah, I know when Colin Kaepernick was doing all the kneeling stuff, I think it was a Vikings offensive lineman. He actually served in the military before he played in the NFL, and he was the only guy in the scene who would like stand. So people with like military backgrounds tend to like not agree with the whole kneeling thing.
So basically what he's saying is if you disrespect the flag, right? If you disrespect the flag, I don't mess with you. That's basically what he's saying.
Yeah, well, I disagree with what Jack just said. Most military people, say that they agree with this, not what he said, but with kneeling, they say that is a huge, that's what they're fighting for. I mean, for Drew Brees to say this, clearly he completely missed the point of Colin Kaepernick's protest. It was never about the flag. It was never about the military. At first, people don't really remember this. The first thing Colin Kaepernick did was sit during the national anthem. Mm-hmm. But then he talked to people of the military, and they said you should kneel because kneeling during the national anthem is a sign of respect in the military. So that's what he did. So people who are saying this clearly missed the point of his entire protest. They missed the point then. They're still missing the point now. And Drew Brees is a part of the problem now. Obviously, he gave his apology. I don't know how long it will take for... I mean, we obviously have to accept it because it's an apology. Like, it didn't feel like he was just...
Well, it's also an opinion, which is what's fucked up in my opinion. Like just cause it's his opinion doesn't mean he should be, and you know most people don't agree with it, doesn't mean he should be, in my opinion, forced to apologize for it.
Well, yeah, but like
the reason he wasn't for he the reason he did apologize because his teammates
lashed out at it. Backlash. That's what I'm saying. But like I feel like he got pressured into apologizing.
Well, yeah, you can have an opinion, but if the opinion is wrong, you're always gonna get backlash.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's true. I mean, you make
a good point. But I mean, the opinion might not be wrong for him. I get that. But like,
you know, like when there's a thing like people say, why don't people say all lives matter instead of Black Lives Matter, right?
Yeah.
When you're saying that, it's clearly taking the focus away from the point, which is what the NFL even came out and said, we apologize. We apologize for what we did. We didn't understand before. The NFL themselves said that. Obviously, you want like owners saying that because the people who were taking the main people who were taking the point away from the protest and making it about the flag was President Trump, Jerry Jones, and Dan Snyder. So I need those three to talk about it. Obviously, President Trump went out and said, "Oh, I defend Breeze's comments," and then Breeze responded saying, "We missed the point." Because he said he had a long conversation with people like Cam Jordan.
Yeah, but do you think he's saying that?
Mario
Davis. His PR agent is like...
It's not his PR team.
I don't know, man. I disagree.
Because Breeze, he plays in a predominantly Black city. He's done all this stuff for the community. Like, he helped with Katrina. He donated for this and that. And he gave his honest opinion, which I respect, right? Even though it's wrong, he gave his honest opinion. When Malcolm Jenkins comes out and cries on camera about what Breeze says, I think as a leader, he went out and apologized himself, not his PR team.
Yeah, but do you think he's apologizing for, like, because he actually thinks he's wrong? Or do you think he's apologizing to save the team?
I think when people hear a lot of people had these opinions before, like, oh, don't disrespect the flag. But when they hear people like Malcolm Jenkins actually talk about what the protest meant, I think Breeze understands now what it means to these players, what it means to the world, especially now, because this was probably, if he said it like 4 months ago, PE was still would have got backlash, but it wouldn't have blown up like it did now. Since it's the whole race war coming out, this is obviously a controversial statement, and Malcolm Jenkins coming out crying on camera, showing himself being vulnerable to the world, probably hurt Breeze himself. And obviously, like, it's going to take a while for the community to forgive him, because he was lined up to be like the next like big thing at NBC, kind of like what Tony Romo was or is. So it's going to take a while for people to forgive him. Hopefully it doesn't affect the locker room.
Affect the team.
I think it was a genuine apology, and I think he's seen the error of his comments.
Okay. I disagree. I think it was a PR thing. What do you think, Lou? Do you think he's actually genuine, or do you think it's just someone telling him to apologize?
So, what I think is, I feel like I understand what you mean, you know? Like, obviously, like, if you get so much hate from so many people, you just want it to end, you know? And so apologizing, him thinking it might end. But at the same time, you don't know if he genuinely apologized, because we don't know what the hell is going on in his head. You feel me? We could just think on what we feel like he's saying. To me, you know, if it wasn't for Black people, we wouldn't have the flag. You know, if it wasn't for Black people, we wouldn't have a lot of shit that we have right now. So people to say, don't disrespect the flag, like, don't disrespect Black people. Like, you know, it's like disrespecting the flag that we made is kind of like, you know, it's like, yo, like, we're the ones that did that.
It's backwards.
I mean? Yeah, so we're the ones that did that. Who are you to say this and that about Black people saying, oh, leave this, the country, this thing. You know how people be saying that, right? But like saying, don't disrespect the flag. Like, you know, it's us. We the one that did this. We're the one who built
America. Yeah, for people to say that, especially like using the military as a defense, when I damn well know that there was African Americans serving in that war. But when they come back, they weren't seen as heroes. They were segregated as well.
What are we talking about?
World War II, because Breeze said, my grandfather's fought in World War II. That's what people use. They use the military as defense. Don't disrespect the flag, right?
Yeah, true.
But when African Americans served in that same military, they fought with your grandfathers. But when they come back, they didn't receive the same type of the GI Bill. They didn't receive those types of benefits. So they were still racially segregated.
True.
So
yeah.
using the military as a defense, in my opinion, is pretty dumb.
Yeah, I feel like the Kaepernick thing, like since day one, you know. Since, like, you know, I've heard of it, you know, I supported him because I'm like, yo, like, I understand what you mean, you know? But, like, for people to say, like, that's wrong, like, you're supposed to stand up, like, what he's fighting for is for African-Americans by, like, police brutality, you know? By, like, police beating African-Americans. Like, you know, if this is America, then what's the point of, you know, like, the national anthem for? You know, what's the point of all this, you know, stuff that we're doing? If we're not all justice, you know, if we don't all have justice, that's what I believe. You feel me?
Like I said last week on the podcast, it's Colin Kaepernick's right to peacefully protest against what the Constitution promises. Equality doesn't say no Black, no white, especially in the Second Amendment, doesn't say it in the 14th. Given the 14th Amendment, we're all equal under the law. So yeah, we have
was,
a right.
But that was written when they weren't though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the 14th Amendment was built to obviously we also have this Civil Rights Act of 1964. We have all these things, right? But when we see something, there will not be peace unless there is justice. That's what I've always lived. That's what I've always lived by. When Colin Kaepernick did this in 2016. He was way before the curve. He did a peaceful protest. And people tried to take. He lost his career because of it, and people tried to take the focus away from what the protest was actually about. They made controversy with saying using the military as a defense. Then, President Trump.
Yeah, but what about the people who, to play devil's advocate, what about the people in the military who said they felt disrespected, though?
Well, I said, everyone is entitled to their opinion, but if you don't know what you're fighting for, what you're fighting for in the military is people's fundamental rights.
Yeah, true.
Right? Our rights are to be able to. One of our rights is to be able to protest. To protest.
Yeah, true.
If the Constitution promises us this, if she doesn't do that, we have to protest.
No, that's
not. So,
not only that, we got the freedom of speech too, but people are getting arrested.
Yeah, we have freedom of speech, freedom of protest. So yeah, I mean, yeah.
Everyone does. Everyone deserves the right to protest and, you know, say what they want to say.
I mean, sure. But people are getting locked up for that. Like, I literally saw people kneeling down with their hands up, getting locked up just because they said something. Like, you can't just get in your feelings and become a bitch because of somebody saying you don't want to. You know?
Oh no, I agree. Yeah. People are just scared.
That's what that. I mean, I'm happy we were born in this generation where we're actually making progress. I feel like this could be a turning point because Drew Brees, if he made this comments in 2016, no one would have cared, right? Aaron Rodgers came out and even condemned Drew Brees.
Well, what's wild is, didn't Tom Brady like support Trump? Doesn't he support Trump?
Yeah, he supports Trump, but he. Yes. So, like, quarterbacks, if you're going to talk about this controversy, like, Tom Brady just said, okay, I'm going to stay out. I'd rather you do that.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart.
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers has been a supporter ever since 2016. So, when he came out and condemned Drew Brees, I wasn't surprised about that. I'm happy for that. Aaron Rodgers is the GOAT, in my opinion.
I just hate people flip-flopping. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, like, no, because Brees,
like, if you like Trump, like, that's your right. Like, people should be forced to come out and like change their opinion because of what like other people say. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah. Completely. But so, it's funny because if you're talking about flip-flopping, there's a picture in 2016 of Brees kneeling. So
I'm hip. I saw that picture.
So that was when Donald Trump. See, Donald Trump played us, bro. He took the focus off of the protest itself, and he made it about him. So I don't know if you remember what he said.
People think he's an idiot, but he's so smart.
No, he's smart.
I'm not gonna lie. That guy right there, Donald Trump, like, don't get me wrong, I don't support that nigga, but, like, you have to respect the fact that the nigga was a freaking millionaire, you know? He's a millionaire. He went on Fresh Prince. He was a billionaire. He went on Fresh Prince and all that, and then after he was set, you know? But, like, he decided he kept pushing. Yeah, he decided, I want to go become president. Out of nowhere, with a snap, he became president. That is, honestly, you got to respect him.
And the fact that he said... when he came down those escalators all those years ago, what was it, 2015, right? The first thing he said was, Mexicans are bringing their worst, they're rapists, they're criminals, but no one batted an eye. So, see, he knows his audience, he knows his supporters, and
he realizes that, like, this country is like really racist, like racist to a point that I don't think most people understand. Like, the fact that he won because he insulted like a major part of the U.S. population is pretty insane.
Yeah, and like, not gonna lie to you, like, at least to me, like, yeah, I told you I respect how he handled himself, but like, what he's saying about, you know, basically how he's carrying himself is not right, at least right now. You feel me? Talking about you drink toxins and you drink bleach and then the coronavirus, this, like that. I heard that and I was like, yo, this guy, he's on something. You feel me? Like, something is not right with him. Like, so, I don't respect.
Do you think he's actually, like, racist, or do you think he's just playing to his audience?
He's the voice, but these policies are definitely coming from that little. See, I don't want to get into, but I don't hate Trump, right? But he's clearly the voice of the party of someone. I don't want to say his name. Actually, I'm Mitch McConnell, that little slime pig nigga. That dude is the guy who's making everything happen. Donald Trump is the voice. He knows how to control the narrative. I mean, he's obviously a master of marketing. My original point was, he took the protest, pushed it aside, said, called an NFL player an SOB, and then what happened? These billionaire owners obviously don't like being told what to do with their money, right? They don't like being told, oh, if this guy is kneeling, fire them. So they stood, they kneeled in solidarity against what? The protest or Trump? No, like all the entire teams. Because first it was like two, three people, right? It was Colin Kaepernick, Kenny Stills, Malcolm Jenkins. It was those players who were doing it for the original protest. Then as soon as he called an NFL player an SOB, all these players started kneeling. Why? Was it against police brutality or was it against Donald Trump?
I mean, if they are kneeling now, my fault. Then yeah, it has to be.
Oh yeah, now. It's definitely now. But I'm talking about then when he made that statement.
Yeah.
That next week, the Seahawks, the Saints, the Steelers, the Patriots, everyone did something. Everyone did something. So it wasn't against police brutality. It was against Donald Trump. Like I'm saying, that man is a master at marketing. Yeah, a master of
wouldn't
controlling.
Wouldn't you agree that like it's like the cool thing to hate on him too?
Well. I think so. I mean, just people just love what he has to say.
Yeah, it's because we live in a more progressive world, and progressives most are like they really like have a control on like Twitter. If you say like you're a Trump supporter on Twitter, you're gonna get blasted.
Oh yeah,
that's just how it works nowadays.
I don't think Twitter is super against him. So yeah.
So. And then obviously these organizations need to play their part in appeasing the masses. So I'm saying like when you saw the 49ers post Black Lives Matter, people got mad because you didn't think this in 2016.
Yeah, clearly, it's just like the hype.
Fired
yeah,
Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
So now it's definitely the cool thing to be an SJW, be a progressive. I'm not that far left.
But do you think it's a cool thing like for everyone, or do you think just in like the social media world? Because
the social media world makes it easier.
Yeah, the majority of people don't think like that.
Yeah, I mean, like if you go back to the beginning of his term, right? Because he obviously won because of the Electoral College. He didn't win the majority of the votes, but he won.
Nope.
Because of the sort of college.
Once
right?
again, good so, strategy because he knew he didn't have to win. He didn't have to be the most popular. Yeah. He just had to win the best.
Best states. Yeah. So like
you got to respect.
Yeah. At first, what most Americans were thinking, okay, fine, he won. Let's give him a shot, right? And now his approval rating is the worst of all time.
So, but he's still gonna win though.
I know.
It's
usually the incumbent wins like 90% of the time.
And in a time of crisis, it's even higher.
Yeah. So he should win unless it's a crazy like outcome comes. I don't think Biden is going to win.
No.
Biden's probably not the best candidate for the Democratic Party. Am I excited for another 4 years of President Trump? No. But
sad because go ahead, see what you're gonna say.
I was just gonna say, like, do I think racism in America will change soon? Yes. But go ahead.
I was just gonna say it's sad because it's sad that he had to win this way because he locked himself into this super like I'm American, like, you know, America first, all that mindset, which is what, like, led him to win. Mm-hmm. But he has a lot of good, like, business ideas that are helping American workers. But it gets overshadowed by, like, his weird, like,
these comments.
Character that he plays. Mm-hmm. If he didn't play this character and he was just, like, a normal person pretty much, his policies that are actually pretty good in terms of, like, helping the average American would like shine through, but they get overshadowed by like this comic book cartoon caricature that he plays on like
the
news and shit.
Well,
like
yeah, this President Trump has always been, he was definitely underqualified when he got elected.
Yeah.
And they said the quality of life for the average American has decreased since he's become president, but like the actual US economy itself has rose. So like I think his policies more resonate with the American business rather than the American people, because he plays this act for the people, but he hasn't really done much for the people. Because
he uses the people to get elected.
His whole premise was the wall. Yeah, his whole premise was the wall. We have no wall. With his first term is about to end.
I think he just used that as a way to get elected so that he could implement his business ideas.
Yeah. He's definitely helped American businesses, obviously because of the coronavirus, not his fault. I mean, let me rephrase that. He could have helped it, but obviously the coronavirus arising is not his fault. Other than that, our economy was doing pretty well. So, I mean, we don't want to make this a political thing. Back to our main point about the Drew Brees thing. His comments really are show that he's trying to play towards the people that disagreed with Colin Kaepernick then and probably still now. But if you look at the people who disagreed with Colin Kaepernick, they're of the age group that are around 50 and above.
They're middle-aged white guys.
Yeah,
that's why I'm happy. There's just 2 million middle-aged white guys who are going to vote for Trump.
Yeah, that's why I'm happy that our generation is starting to make a change. I don't think this would have happened, even if the same circumstance would have happened 20 years ago, the same outcome would have happened. So I'm happy we're part of this generation that is actually making change.
Facts. I agree. Anything else you guys want to add before we move on to that?
I don't know if you guys, I don't know, this is more of a story from for Alohe and Jack. I'm not so much for Lul, but it is an interesting story. Remember that one time where there was this one girl from our high school who publicly showed her support for Trump on Instagram and she got battered by everybody?
Yeah.
And I thought that was kind of sad. Because, it's her opinion. She has the right to have, her opinions, whether they're right or wrong.
No, what you're misunderstanding what she was saying, though, was she didn't, she came in class, she said she wanted Mexicans to get deported.
She incited it. She definitely incited it.
She was like, build the wall. That's what she said. That was
That's crazy. That can get a bone.
She's the type of person who posts on their story CNN _ propaganda _ fake news.
I thought it was just her post saying that she voted for Trump. All right, never mind.
She definitely incited it.
I think that it's sad. I agree with y'all because she got blasted for her opinion. But then when people came at her opinion questioning it, she couldn't back it up, and it was clear that she just had no idea what she was talking about.
That's a different story then. If she line becomes so blurred at that point.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Is their opinion A, but if you can't back it up, you're not being taken as seriously, but it's their opinion, so you know.
Yeah,
I don't think she should have gotten blasted, but I understand why she got blasted.
I think she should. If you're saying build a wall and Mexicans get out like this, who do you think you is? You know,
yeah, but that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, but
it's still opinion, but it's disrespectful to come in there and just say it out loud.
Come out of nowhere and just say that.
The people do have the right to attack her, right? That's their opinion as well attack her.
Yeah,
so.
They didn't physically abuse her.
No. And what they verbally saying is if you can't take it, don't say it or something like that. Isn't there a saying that?
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm just saying.
But to be fair, she backed up her opinion. She didn't back down.
So. She didn't back down, but she didn't come with facts.
That's true. Sure.
But fuck Trump. That's all I gotta say. Just fuck that nigga, to be honest. But yeah.
Moving on.
How old are you right now?
I'm 18.
Yeah, so you can vote. Next time you can vote.
Make your voice heard.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, voter turnout is about to be super goddamn high.
Yeah, listeners, make sure you go to vote.org.
I disagree.
I think it's about to be high. Dude, listen.
Last election was the lowest it's ever been, and I think less people like Biden than it even did Hillary.
Nah. More people hate Trump than they did then than now.
Yeah, but I also think more people are going to vote for Trump now, though.
I think people now are so outraged. I mean, you see his approval rating is at an all-time low.
He's going to win.
I know he's going to win, but what I'm saying is turnout is going to be the highest it's ever been. But it's going to be higher than last year, especially.
He's going to win by more of a margin this time.
I disagree.
Dude, Joe Biden, what did he just say?
I think he's gonna do the same thing.
What did Joe Biden say?
Joe Biden is very dumb. He's definitely, I think Trump is gonna win the same way he did last time by losing the voter population, not the population vote, but he's gonna win the
popular vote, electoral college.
Yeah, he's gonna win the electoral college.
I don't know. I disagree. I think Biden's like really bad shape. Have you heard about all these
videos of like him trying to use a phone? Abused?
Yeah, bro. He literally all these videos coming up of him like touching like little girls and stuff.
Yeah, no. Democratic Party kind of messed up on that.
I don't know why they didn't just let Bernie would have a better chance.
I think Bernie would probably have a better. But Bernie, I think.
All right, we're gonna wrap up what you're about to say, and then we gotta move on.
Okay, I was going to say the reason they picked Biden is because he's more moderate than Bernie is. Bernie is as far left as you can possibly be.
Yeah.
And that turns off some people like in the middle. Because Trump is more seen as in the middle than Bernie is.
Which is crazy because Trump is still pretty to the right, but Bernie's even farther to the left.
Yeah, Bernie is so far to the left like that you could possibly be. I mean, the people who hate Bernie hate him with like a burning passion more than the people who hate Trump. We know a few people like that.
But that's neither here nor there.
Shout out to Andre.
Anyways, so moving on. More on the subject for controversial comments. Jake Fromm, like a high tier, like college quarterback. First draft NFL talent, apologizes for elite white people text conversations.
He's in the NFL now.
Oh, he is? Oh, shit. All right, never mind.
He's the Buffalo Bill.
Anyways.
He what?
Go ahead. Introduce him. He's a Buffalo Bill now.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Anyway. Jake Fromm apologizes for elite white people text conversations as screenshots of him using those exact words emerge in light of everything that's happening in the U.S. right now. In his apology, he writes, "Although I never meant to imply that I am a quote-unquote elite white person, as later stated in the conversation, there's no excuse for that word choice and sentiment." So, and the Bills organization seems to be pretty optimistic and positive in his apology, taking his sincerity and willingness to work with the team leaders into account. Do you think like this will taint his image at least for a little bit?
So Jake Fromm is not the most talented quarterback. So this is much worse for his career than it was for Drew Brees. As for what he said,
I think it's worse than what Drew Brees said, though.
It's definitely worse. So like he tried to, what I think he meant by it was he was trying to be more sarcastic. Like, I don't think he was saying it literally, but saying it in the first place is the bad part. Like, this is just a headline. Saying it is just, you're making the headline for them. Just to make them very expensive so only elite white people can get them. Ha ha. The girl who did it, obviously, you shouldn't be taking screenshots and putting them on Twitter. But, like, I see what she, why she did it. Because, like, in light of all this stuff that, because, like, the fact that he said it and it's stuck in her mind for that long And since like all this stuff has come out, like there's obviously the huge race war now. The fact that it stuck in her mind, I think, is the reason she was like, okay, I can't let what this man said to just go fly away. Like, just, yeah.
To just, you don't like, think go she was cloud chasing?
No, I don't think she was cloud chasing.
She's participating in like the rising.
I'm 50-50 on it, because I do think that he should be exposed for what he said. But at the same time, she could have kept herself anonymous.
But I mean, like, how fast did she do it?
And gain attention to herself.
No, he did it. He said it a long time ago. She definitely remembered it. So the fact that I think if he just texted her that, I would have been more on the side that, okay, yeah, she's just cloud chasing. But the fact that it stayed in her mind for that long, mm-hmm, like that she remembered that exact comment, makes me feel like, okay, she's actually affected by it.
Because she could have been done it, right?
That's what I'm saying. She held it over his head for like years, and now she decided to pull it.
She didn't. She didn't hold it over his head. He didn't even know. He didn't even know she had it. Like, he didn't. He thought it was just an offhand comment. Mm-hmm. Then his friend texted her, "Yo, take it down. Like, take it down. This is like, you're ruining his career." And she said in response to that was, "I can't let this go unnoticed." So that's why
she let it go unnoticed for a long time.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, people now are opening their eyes. People are now reflecting.
If she'd released that back then, it still would have been a big deal.
Not as much as it is now.
It actually probably would have been worse, because he probably might not have even gotten drafted, because he said that before he was in the NFL, right?
Okay, yeah. If she was clout chasing, if she was really clout, she would have done it then to like not get him drafted. Nah, he's a fifth-round pick. He's a fifth-round pick to the Buffalo Bills. It's not like he's a huge deal. Then he was a college quarterback. He was a college quarterback on the national stage. That's like his height of his clout.
I just question why she waited so long. That's my only thing. Like, if you really thought it was wrong, like, I wouldn't have waited.
Yeah, but at the same time, like you said, it might seem like it's
trash. People are starting to reflect. People are starting to reflect now. And I think she flipped it and it's stuck in her mind.
Like, let's say, for example, I knew someone was a racist. I wouldn't, like, hide that. Like, I would want people to know.
I know, but some people are willing to overlook it. That's what I'm saying. Some people were part of the problem.
How far the extent of the relationship is between Fromm and the person who revealed the text conversations? Or did they just say, like, friends?
They were friends. They were never together.
So,
according to the reports.
Friends for how long? Or good friends? Or, like... Do we know that?
That hasn't come out. Okay. What I'm saying is, like, back to my, like, what we were talking about before, I think she's part of the people who are now starting, like, there are some people who are not racist. I don't think this woman put this out as racist, right? But it's not enough to be not racist. You have to be actively anti-racist. And I think she reflected on that and said, okay, I remember this act of racism, I'm going to put it out now. If she really wanted the most clout, she would have done it when he was playing in the national.
No, I think she gets more clout now because he's in the NFL.
Well, he's a fifth round draft pick.
Yeah, but he's
Alex didn't. Mm-hmm. Alex thought he was still in college.
That's fair.
Football focused person.
What I'm saying is he knew he was a big quarterback in college, right?
Yeah.
He said he's a big quarterback. He didn't even know he's in the NFL now. Same as like AJ McCarron. Where is he? Is he a Bengal still? I don't know.
True. Anytime people expose other people and they put their names out there instead of keeping it anonymous, that's what always tips me off. Like, what are you really doing this for? Because in my opinion, if you really cared, you wouldn't try to draw attention to yourself. You keep the attention on the issue at hand.
Yeah, it might be like a subconscious thing, like the clout. Like, you want to reveal the issue that's plaguing at hand, but you know the attention that you get from doing an action that seems like righteous is like very addicting.
Yeah, that's what I think. I agree with that.
There's that point of view.
Do you guys think that the fact that, like, she didn't do it earlier is because she didn't want people to think that she was clout chasing or nothing like that?
That's a good perspective, actually.
I think the reason she knew it earlier because I think she knew she had dirt on him and she was just waiting to use it against him. And now she found the chance. Because well, in my opinion, if she really cared about the issue, she would have immediately released it and then not used her name. And just been like, let's keep it focused on the issue. But she focused it partially on herself by saying, hey, look at me. I'm this person and I have this information. So, but that's just my opinion, you know?
But I mean, you don't really, like, when shit happens like that, you don't really think about, oh, if I post this in my cloud chasing or not. You're posting this because you want this information to go out there for people to know, like, what the hell's going on with this nigga, you feel me?
Yeah, but I mean, it wouldn't have taken much to just, like, blur out your name.
True, true. I feel you. I feel that.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's still good that it got reviewed, right? Regardless of if she's cloud chasing
regardless,
or not. Like,
yeah.
This
regardless.
Is still good. Like, this shouldn't be, like, accepted, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, regardless of if she's cloud chasing or not. I just hope that, like, people don't use this opportunity of, like, you know, such anti-racism to, like, push their own names forward. You know what I mean?
Yeah, try to... Because people, not even gonna lie, on TikTok, people are doing this, being like, oh, I'm for Trump, or I'm a racist. This just to get clout, you know? And it's kind of mad, like, saying the N-word because they're behind the screen, even though they're white. You feel me? That's messed up. You know,
yeah, that sort of exposure is like a double-edged sword. Like, you're pointing out the issue, but on the other hand, like,
what are you doing?
Followership that you get and the attention that you get, whether positive or not, you're still getting that attention and you're still getting, you know, recognized. So you just keep doing the shit, getting more recognition, and, you know, how you play it is just going to keep going up, and then you'll just, like, effectively be a professional clout chaser at that point.
Yeah,
I mean, it's funny you guys mentioned that because, like, that's like what Jake Paul is going through right now. Like, you guys saw that he got charged.
I'm not gonna lie, the Paul brothers, the Paul, Jake Paul, Logan, I don't like them niggas. I don't care what they.
You should see what Logan Paul said on his podcast. It was actually very good.
I heard that he changed. I heard that he got better.
He definitely like, changed. It's Jake who's a little slimy.
Bitch.
Jake. Jake, do you guys know about the entire situation?
Yeah.
You know what though? I can't hate on Jake Paul though. I can't. This might be enough, but like in the line of business that he's in, where he has to feed his family based on how many clicks he gets, and like that's basically his whole career is like people clicking on his name. Doing this is something that I don't respect, but I can understand.
Okay, this man is a millionaire. This is definitely not a life or death situation that he's in.
No, but to keep yourself, like, you know how it is. Well, you know this, social media, YouTube, like, you can
be famous one day, but this man is a multi-millionaire. It's not like...
Yeah, but like so many people end up on the street homeless. Like,
yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is he
has a choice.
He has a choice, like what he could have done.
I understand it.
I know, but he could have done what Logan Paul did, and Logan Paul's gotten good press from that.
Yeah, but Jake Paul's always been known as like the younger, crazier brother. That's his thing.
Yeah, but he came out trying to say this wasn't. Like, I was trying to document this.
And to my knowledge, he didn't actually loot anything, right?
No, he was spotted in the midst of looting.
No. He had one of his guys take something and then hand it to him.
Yeah.
He didn't steal shit, right?
He didn't steal anything?
He didn't go in and take it, but he had someone go in, take something, and then give it to him. Then
So
then my question is, why aren't the people who actually stole stuff being arrested? Why is he the one being arrested?
I think the other guys were also charged. One of the guy
like,
took.
But so many people are stealing stuff in.
But like, because he's like a big fig. Like, exactly. There's no investigation
like,
needed.
It's kind of fucked up, though.
It is fucked up. But like the fact that he's a figure, and people know who he is, like you don't have to do an investigation. Like you see like a blurry video, like a rumbling loud. You can't see.
But
you know who Jake Paul is.
The same thing that most news crews do. Yeah, he's getting arrested for it.
Well, he's not a journalist.
Yeah, he was just
when he had someone take something and give it to him.
Yeah, okay, that's kind of fucked up. That's kind of clout missing right there. But he was documenting what was happening.
If he went there and just took a camera and like pointed it at the mall. There's no reason for you to step in the mall. No one is in there except the looters.
Yeah, but he did it for a good content, though.
That's what I'm saying. Good, it's good content. Yeah. Saying it's good content is not an excuse to do stupid shit.
Yeah.
You could say that about the Suicide Forest. He had someone steal it and give it to him. That's stealing.
But I'm pretty sure he put it back. I'm pretty sure.
He said he put it down on the ground, but there's no video evidence of him doing that.
Yeah, but why would he steal something if he's a millionaire, like you said?
That for clout.
That for clout. You
for
said
clout,
it.
For clout, my guy.
No, I said he did the video for clout. He made the video for clout.
He's doing this all for clout. This is his idea. In my opinion, this is what his ideal thing was. For him to go there, take the video, have his boys steal shit, because he didn't, the video of someone taking it and giving it to him was not a video he was taking. So he could have easily just taken the video of him putting it down, and then it would have been over. No one would have said he would have just got charged for trespassing, not looting. But
what
did he
get charged with? Because
he got charged with trespassing and looting, basically. Yeah. So up to six months in jail.
But we all know he's not going to get that, right? I think we can all agree.
No, he's not going to get that.
He's probably not.
He's going to get like community service or something like that.
Yeah.
I think he tried to use his platform to push the whole like police brutality thing, but it was a shallow attempt, in my opinion. Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do the thing that Logan Paul did so much better than what
I agree. Jake Paul did. I agree. But I don't think you should have been arrested for it.
Nah.
When people are actually burning buildings down and nothing's happening to them.
Well, like,
he's being arrested for just being there because he's famous.
I mean, there's just so many people doing that in the first place.
Exactly,
that, like,
but he's the only one who got arrested because he's famous. I don't think that's fair.
There's people who have gotten arrested for it. It's not
that's
like no
true,
one
but there's so many people who haven't.
But there's people who haven't because they don't have the evidence to just charge them. They can't just charge random people.
Bro, you see all the people flexing on Instagram, like, I stole this,
If they have a video of Jake Paul that is circulating around the internet, that's like for them to not do it means they're just looking away from it. That's that's showing white privilege.
Bias. That is bias. But there are people who are also flexing with this stool and nothing's happening to them.
Look, what I think about it is, like, first of all, these protesters, these looters, right? Like, these are somebody's jobs, you know, these are some people's jobs, you know, they work. These are small businesses too. Like, they're not just stealing from, you know, Target. They're stealing from small businesses and shit, you know.
True.
And I saw a video of, you know, this guy, he's crying about, like, his business burning and, you know, getting shut down and all that because he worked so hard until, like, he was, like, a little kid. Like, it was, like,
they raised, like, $300,000 for that guy.
Yeah, that's crazy. You feel me? So, to what I think is, I think we're not helping the situation. We're actually, we're putting more fire to the, you know, the fire that's already been on there, you know?
Yeah.
We're not helping it at all. And I feel like, you know, what we should do is, you know, stop worrying about, because this is what the police want us, you know? But, like, the fact that, like, people are burning, like, we're a community. So if I'm burning your, like, shit, like, what does that have to do with the police officer? You know? So people are out of jobs, you know, in Target and shit because they can't do anything. So what are they going to do? They can't feed their family and shit. You know, but like there's still niggas out here.
There's definitely people looting so they can survive, but there's also people looting for clicks.
Looting sake.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what I'm saying about Jake Paul. Like, if the police saw that video and did nothing, what do you think would come of that?
Yeah.
They've seen videos of other people and people have gotten arrested. It's at a very low rate. I think people should get arrested right on the spot. I'm not arguing that looters should just stay looting, but what I'm saying is the looting has subsided since last week. But
hasn't it subsided because cops are just like going 15 times harder now?
Well, it's subsided for that, and also like the leaders of the communities are like advocated for peaceful protests instead of violent ones. So, like, remember it was the day that people did the blackout thing on Instagram.
Well, I think the peaceful is the right way to go. You know what I mean?
You know, like, they're burning down precincts.
If we look at history, like, there was Malcolm X and there was MLK, right? Malcolm X was the violent one, MLK was the peaceful one, right? At the end of the day, who's the one signing the bill? It was MLK.
Not true. Actually, MLK did say...
Yes, that
did
is
say old. Violent protests. I have
seen that quote, but he later came out and said that quote was old and that he now believes in peaceful
protests. That was... He made that quote the day before he got shot.
I don't think so.
He did.
Alex, can you fact check? Can we get a fact check, Alex?
I'll try.
I'm interested to see. What I've read is that that was an old quote taken, and he literally changed his point on that. But, I mean, that could have been an incorrect source. I'm not sure. Get a fact check on that. But at the end of the day, I think in the eyes of the government as well, you're more likely to support peaceful protests than there are violent ones. And at the end of the day, like, you need the government to be on your side to have real change happen. Because you can protest as much as you want, but if no bill gets signed, then nothing's changed. So you need the government there on your side to make the real change happen.
Yeah, so. For sure. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
But while Alex facts checks that, we can go into... We're at an hour right now. Let's see. We talked a lot about, like, just current events and shit. We could talk about... Let's talk more about Lul, since he's our guest, obviously. Lul, you threw a couple of topics in the Discord. Why don't you bring them up, and then we can all talk about them.
All right. So, I'm a big fan of Snoop Dogg. You know, I'm actually a really big fan of him. But, like, I don't just become a big fan and just listen to his music and watch his movies and that's it. You know, I go in deep. So I look at his records, you know, the records he signed, and he signed with Death Row. You know, and that has with Tupac and Suge Knight, right?
Oh, wait, before you get into this, I'm just, the quote was September 27th, 1966. He died April 4th, 1968.
So 2 years before?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said, a riot is the voice of the unheard. That's like the
two quote. Years before? Okay.
Yeah, he died.
So it wasn't 2 days before. But it also wasn't a long time ago.
Yeah, that was not a long time.
So we were both wrong. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, Lul.
So basically, yeah. So Death Row, you know, it's a record deal, right? Then
record label.
My fault. Record label. And Suge Knight, you know, signed Tupac. Tupac was a good friend of Biggie. Now, there's a song by Biggie called "Suicidal Thoughts." And I've heard the song a while back, but I didn't really like it. But like, the reason I didn't like it was because I didn't really hear the lyrics. You feel me? I was just listening to the beat. You know, there's a difference. So when I heard it, this nigga said, "When I die, fuck it, I want to go to hell. Because I'm a piece of shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell. It don't make sense going to heaven with them goody goodies. Dressed on black, I like black Timbs and black hoodies." Now, when he said that shit, I swear to God, yo, I was shaking. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I was fucking shaking. Because that kind of hit hard. Like, who? Like, that's scary to have somebody think like that, you know? To the point, like, he's like...
So why do you think that resonated with you so much? Like, what made that resonate with you?
See, I don't think it like it's not like how I think. I don't think like that. You feel me? But like the fact that he said that, you know, like
people said like thinking like that.
Yeah, like for instance, he's an influencer. You know, he's a music. He's an artist. You know, so he's influencing a lot of people, not just you know grown people, but like kids too. So the fact that he says something like that is kind of crazy. But like, I get where he's coming from. You know, like he didn't come from no jolly suburb. Place, you know, he didn't come from no, you know, place that all these white people came from. He come from the trenches, and I understand why, you know. But like, it's so crazy how he thought like that, and I don't know how, like, what you guys think or how you guys feel about what he said or how it, like, you know, went to you. But like, what
well,
do you
he
guys
was
think
just like, well, to my understanding, he was just kind of like admitting to, I mean, the world, I guess, when he made that song that like. He's not a good person, and he was just keeping it real, right? Like, he was just saying, like, I'm not a good person, like, the way I act is, like, bad, and, like, I'm gonna go to hell because this is who I am, right? Pretty much?
No, I think what he's saying is, he said, when he says, fuck it, when I die, I want to go to hell. He's not saying, oh, I'm a bad person, so I'm going to go to hell. He said, I want to go to hell.
So he wants to act bad, basically?
No. Because suicide, the song is called Suicidal Thoughts, right? But, like, suicide is said to, like, if you commit suicide, you're going to hell. Like, automatically.
Yeah.
So what he's saying is that these thoughts in his head are creating, like it doesn't matter to him that he won't go to heaven. He just wants it to stop.
Yeah.
Well, but later in that verse, doesn't he say, like, black hoodie, black canes, like, that's what I wear?
No. He doesn't say that. He says, I wear black hoodies and I like black tins, which means like he likes the thing you do. And then throughout the song, he's like, I like shooting guns and rolling dice. You know, like basically how the hood is. Basically how the hood is what he's saying. You know how the hood is like going to. You know.
The song is definitely up to interpretation. It will mean a different thing to every person. I think to me it meant that he just wanted everything to stop. Like he'd rather go to hell than continue lying, like living.
Yeah.
My interpretation.
Or at least like living that lifestyle.
He's admitting the lifestyle he lives and he likes the lifestyle he lives. And he doesn't want to change that lifestyle because I mean, why would he? That's what he's grown up with. That's who he is as a person. He's not gonna change now.
Yeah, and like I'm not even gonna lie to you. Who said that? Okay, so obviously killing is bad. I understand that. But like, who said that rolling dice are bad? Who said that wearing black Tims and black hoodies are bad, you know?
Well, so, I think
rolling dice is like really, really frowned upon.
Well, I don't think he literally means that. I think he's playing into the stereotype of people who come from the hood.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I think he's playing to that stereotype. Like, he's saying he is that stereotype. I don't literally think he means like, you know, of course, he probably likes rolling dice. Who doesn't? But I think he's probably playing to like the stereotype in general.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, there's a lot of obviously in the hood. You know, there's a lot of narcotics. There's a lot of weed. There's a lot of shit. But like, what's crazy is the fact that like we as black people, we didn't bring the weed here. You know, this came from Europe or it came from out of, you know, our reach. You know, we're not the ones that just got laid upon us, and then you know we worked with what we got. So what's crazy is the fact that, like, it was just in our hands, and we just did what we did with our hands, and then we're getting, you know, people are getting obviously punished for it and shit. But like, you guys gotta still realize that we didn't start that shit. You feel me? It gave to us. Do you guys understand what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, but how do you feel? Oh, go ahead, Go ahead.
I was gonna say like if the projects are underfunded, your education is underfunded, all these things are underfunded, obviously people will look to outside elements that will make them feel better, right?
Yeah.
And narcotics is one way some people choose to cope with their pain.
Yeah, but the only reason why people are like, or the schools are underpaid and all this is because of redlining. It's back in the day.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
You can talk about gerrymandering. You can talk about all of that. It still is underfunded. Like you could see the difference between a white suburban neighborhood and a black, the projects, essentially.
But the thing is, like a lot, like especially Harlem now, is getting very gentrified, which means that.
But the negative to that.
A lot of these people, these original families from these, you know, poorer areas can't afford to live in these areas anymore. So they're getting pushed out and they're becoming homeless. So now you have to ask yourself, okay, if we want to make these areas better, we have to raise the taxes. We have to generate money somehow, which means that not everyone's going to be able to live here anymore. So do you push these poor people out to make the areas better? Or do you keep the areas how they are and let the people who need to live there live there? Unfortunately, that's going to lead to some bad areas. That's like the give and take you have to think about.
Yeah, no, there's definitely two sides to this. And both sides seem bad, right? This doesn't seem like there is no right answer in this situation.
No, there's not.
I lean on the side of putting more money into these societies. So that when the more money you put into a society, the less money it costs to live in that society. That's how I mostly see it. Because like if they put all this, if they obviously you don't want to make mansions and stuff like that,
But if you put money, like you can put low income housing in good areas. We see it around here. There's definitely low income families here who are not homeless because they make these houses, you know, big enough for the people who have, who are opulent enough to afford it.
But then you run into the situation of being house poor, where it's like, yeah, you may have a nice house, but do you even have enough money to, you know, buy food? So it's just a tough situation, you know?
Yeah, definitely. That's why, especially now with this, when they're about to pass this new stimulus plan with, like, rent, which is essentially, like, free for the next 6 months. Owners of these properties are not going to, like, they're not going to mess around after. Like, they're going to definitely put in new restrictions so that they won't be losing money as they are now. Because, like, people are basically living for free in some of these, properties. So, again, there obviously is no good choice. I lean on the side more of making it going on gentrification rather than leaving it to others. Especially, like, make it, because this is all a process. Because before, obviously, we lived in places without homes. Like, you could look towards, like, when we migrated toward the West. We made this land free so that people could start and, you know, stimulate our economy. Obviously, you can't make it's not 1614 anymore, so you can't make land free. But what you can do is increase education to increase wealth. That way, people will be able to provide for themselves and be able to live in these better homes.
Yeah. Another thing that the idea I always subscribe to is just work ethic. Like, what's that one saying? It's like, you can bring a horse to water, but the horse has to, like, drink or something like that. Like,
you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Yeah, like, you can give the tools to people, but they have to choose to want to put the time in to better their lives, you know?
Yeah,
like,
but
you have to put the effort in. Obviously, the tools help, but you can, you know, you can give someone $800 textbooks, the fastest Wi-Fi connection, the best private school, but if they don't want to go to school and they don't want to learn, it doesn't matter. They're still gonna fail.
Well, I understand that, but, like, in the same time, for instance, there's a white kid and there's a black kid. They get the same GPA. No. They gave the same thing, right? For instance, I'm just hypothetical. They get the same education. They go to the same university. They still have the same GPA, but they're applying to the same. Just because this guy, he's African American and his name is different.
Well, yeah, but different. That's different. That's different. Yeah, but that's fucked up.
But what I'm saying is, you can give the tools to anybody, but the person that's gonna decide what your future is going to be, the person who picks you for the job, that's the nigga that's gonna fuck you up, because that nigga wants a John, not a Jaquez. You feel me?
Back to Jack's point.
Cultures are moving towards inclusion now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. No, back to Jack's point, the guaranteed way to failure, though, is not giving them those tools.
There are people who come out, but
you have to be able to include the most people to give them that choice between learning and being a fool. You have to give them the choice,
but you can't force anyone to take that choice.
Yeah, definitely. You can't force them. But, like, the reason is, I think people in those communities have lived there for so long. That's just their way of life. There's some people who look at their parents and be like, oh, I want to better my life. I want to better my life for my parents, for myself, right? But some people aren't given that option, and they're like, they have to resort to gang life. They have to resort to living on the street. They have to resort to working in a McDonald's or something like that.
To survive.
You have to survive.
Yeah. Because, like, sometimes, you don't know, because sometimes, like, you know, it's, you obviously see your mom and your dad when a little kid as a hero, right? But, like, what if in the hood your mom is a crackhead and your dad is, like, you know, something else? Then you're going to be influenced by them, because those are the only people that you trust, because those are your parents, right? Then next thing you know, the chain goes on. But the thing is, I, like, it's because I think it's just because of the community that they're in, and because nobody is really helping the community. You feel me? That's what I feel.
We can't focus on that 1% that makes it out and say, oh, this guy did it. You can do it too.
Yeah.
We have to be able to give these tools to these low-income communities. It doesn't even have to be Black. It could be Hispanic, Mexican, even white. There are white low-income families in the South that could use gentrification, that could use better education.
Yeah, so, ideally, we would want a situation where the tools provided would become accessible to even the lowest common denominator of people.
Yeah.
That they can use have a better ability to become successful through the use.
Yeah, and each person has to make that choice of whether they want to better their lives or if they want to just remain. If you want to remain, that's your choice. But we have to be able to give everyone. Obviously, it's going to be very hard. You have to flood money in the education system.
I don't think it probably ever will, but it's just getting it to the most people.
Yeah.
But, it's such a give and take because then you have to figure out where the money, it's just hard. And it's not an impossible situation, but it's a very hard one. And it's also a really hard one because our country's so big. Countries like Sweden, Switzerland, Norway that people look to where they don't grade kids and the kids learn to learn, not for grading and testing. A major reason that it works for these countries is because they're a lot smaller. You don't have to deal with, as many people. It's not like a factory how it is here, but there's so many kids where if you focus on creativity, as much as we all want that, it's going to slow down the process so much. And you have to push these kids out because there's so many kids waiting to get in.
Yeah.
It's not like Switzerland where, Switzerland is the size of like six states Texas. In the U.S. Yeah, Texas, exactly. It's not, the places as big as the United States, like India and China, it's way worse. Way, 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 way worse.
Yeah.
So,
definitely.
As fucked up as it is here, it's definitely a lot better than like China where like you are so fucked most of the time.
Yeah. Basically, going back to what Biggie said, basically not only Biggie, but like, Biggie is a storyteller, you feel me? And Tupac is he's a poet to what I believe. I just feel like they are the voice, people like the rappers back in the day, I feel like are the voices of the hood than rappers now. Kendrick Lamar is most definitely like, he is a voice. That guy is a voice. He came from Boston, that nigga is a voice, And so I respect him too. It used to be a huge percentage of people that were a voice for the hood. Now, it's just, to what I believe.
Yeah, because it's basically Dreamville, and then Kendrick Lamar, and then that's basically it.
Yeah, so it's like now it's a small percentage. You feel me?
Well, rap has changed so much.
Yeah, the industry changes as well. There's more of a romanticism towards like.
Yeah, it's a glorification lifestyle. Yeah.
Or the ups of lifestyle, rather than like the struggles of living. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and before it used to be a more niche thing. Now, like rap, hip hop, R&B, those are more mainstream. So they have to appeal to the masses, and they over glorify.
There are a lot of rappers who do still rap in that way. They're just not as big.
Yeah. Like there's definitely like small ones, the little TJ, the stuff like that. But like those people are clowned by like those huge big artists.
It's not only about like fucking bitches getting money. I mean, trust me, we all love that. But like, it's all about like what's actually happening in the real world. It's not all every single day. It's not that, you feel me? But like, how Biggie? Oh, not even just freaking Death Row. Freaking N.W.A. My God, they were a huge. They turned the N word into a positive. They turned the N word into a positive stance and. The society, I believe, you feel me?
Yeah,
so, they popularized like gangster rap, to my understanding. I mean, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong.
They did, and I honestly love that shit. You feel me? I love the song "Fuck the Police" because like it's not just saying "fuck the police," "fuck the po-." It's like "fuck the police" coming straight from the underground. And nigga got it bad because he's brown. You know, he's talking about real shit, and that shit.
That,
like,
yeah, there's weird substance to that.
Yeah, it's real shit, and I respect back in the day artists, and I hope, like, in at least in the future, people, like, at least future rappers realize it and talks about real shit.
But they won't.
Fucking bitches.
But I don't think they will.
Yeah, I don't think
it's
they
a decision,
will.
It's a decision charts that the artist has to make. Do I talk about real shit and make a tenth of the amount of money that I'm gonna make, or do I just rap about lean drugs and guns and make millions and millions of dollars?
Yeah.
Well, I guess so, if you, like, try to appeal to the masses as well, you run the risk of having your song, like, being subdued across the other songs that rap about the same stuff.
Well, that's why rap now is. So
yeah, and these big labels don't want to associate with that type of stuff. Like these big labels, especially like the biggest ones are owned by like Jewish guys, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, there's some owned in rap compared to other ones.
All of them are owned by like white people, owned by white guys.
Yeah. It's definitely becoming more progressive in that area because, like, a lot of rappers' labels are starting to, like, get bigger. Hopefully, that will continue and then make it easier for rappers who are smaller and talk about real shit to get pushed up and their narrative to, like, be more mainstream than it is now.
But the thing is, like, what you're just saying about how it's like watered down and stuff, to play devil's advocate, it's also allowing like young African American men to make more money than they ever have before, and it's also giving a lot more opportunity to African American artists. So yeah, maybe like the rap doesn't have as much substance as it used to have, like back when Lil was saying like Biggie, Tupac, all that. But there's also way more, you know, not just African American, like Hispanic and just minority rappers making money they probably never would have made before if it wasn't for like these big labels, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is a good point.
That is a really good point, to be honest with you. But honestly, the only people that I feel are still holding on to the real shit is like OG rappers, you know? Old rappers, OG rappers. Yeah. Like Snoop Dogg, like he still puts out music. This shit is like real shit. But like people, you know, they followed him from back in the day. So obviously he's going to be a big name. But until, like, somebody who just, like, comes up right now, you know? And I get that, but, like, the system is kind of fucked up because of that, because all he's trying to do is, you know, speak poetry and speak his, you know, speak his shit, talk his shit.
And we can see these rappers who use this. Like, Snoop Dogg has become more mainstream. Like, he's a song rapping only about, like, Madden 20.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Eminem has a song about him being... Godzilla is a good song, but the song is literally just about him being drunk.
Yeah.
So, like, substance itself is being lost, even in those OG rappers. Hopefully, it can return.
Hopefully, man. I would, like,
it's going to take, like, a young generation of rappers to bring that back, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's gonna bring a young generation of rappers to listen to the old generation.
But it's not gonna
happen
because you look at like 6ix9ine, he's been rapping about nothing and he's making more money than like 99%. So it's like, why would you put the effort in when you could just rap about nothing, have a good beat, and make like $10 million?
I'm not gonna lie to you, 6ix9ine can suck my dick. I fucking hate that. I don't care. Like, first of all,
think about it like.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, ahead. So like, kind of like piggybacking on both ideas of like, the industry and like even like society as a whole has changed to a point where things are becoming sort of like a means to an end. Like going back to like Jack's point, rap, how it is now is giving people or like the younger generation of rappers, like younger kids, to, you know, voice their talents and getting recognized. And then eventually that's just going to be, you know, a lifestyle, but it's sort of like a means to an end lifestyle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like you have to dumb your rap down to make it out, is what you're saying?
Yeah, and that's also like, I feel like that's in some aspects of society. At least, like, in the U.S., that's sort of how...
It is a paradox. It is a paradox, for sure. I agree.
Like, yeah, because, like, rapping back then, it was for the art. But yeah, how it has evolved yeah, now, it's become sort of like a means to an end.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I rap because I want to get these ideas out there and I want people to reflect on the pain that we've all endured. It's I rap because I have to.
Yeah, the only person, at least in now, generation or whatever is happening right now, is Raw Wave. That nigga, he's talking his shit, you feel me? And he's getting really famous about it, and I can respect him for
that. He is getting famous for talking, like,
his about, world, like,
yeah.
Yeah, he's from Florida, you know? He's from Florida, he's from the trenches. He came from a very hard childhood, you know, and I looked at his interviews and, you know, I looked at a lot of people's interviews back in the day, but I looked at his and it was like more of, yo, I came from shit and, you know, I came up. You feel me? And like,
his music, I would argue that his music, even though his album was number one, right? But like, it doesn't resonate with anyone other than like the Black community. Because remember, I was talking with you about it, Jack, and you didn't even know who he was.
Not only do I not know who he was, but I feel like most people who are into music who aren't into rap, they're just into like general music, don't know who he is.
Yeah.
But like, you can't blame him for that because he's talking about what he's came here for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's his
choice
to make. That's his choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, if he's making this money and he's still doing his shit and talking his shit, bro, like, that's the most respect.
That's good for him, man. Like, yeah. Shout out to Rod Wave.
It's good, but at the same time, like, I would argue that the reason, like, I listened to a couple of his songs, and yes, they are good, and that he has really, like, he has talent, but I would argue that the reason he blew up so fast is because there's a lot fewer rappers doing what he's doing
now
than there was in the past. Like,
it's definitely, like, more of a...
90s,
but yeah, now, I don't think he would have popped.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's, like, very few people like that.
So, most definitely, you know.
People listening to NBA YoungBoy.
But here's the thing,
that nigga's ass. Fuck that. I don't care. That guy's ass.
Here's the thing, though. You say he's ass and all that, and people like 21 and Kodak, yeah, whatever. But if you actually listen to what they're saying, if you can even understand what they're saying, they do rap about real shit sometimes.
It's few and far between. Yeah, exactly.
Especially,
that's
like,
the point.
21 Savage.
It's like he raps about real stuff. Yeah, but
like
some of these artists,
like a SoundCloud image.
No, but like some of these artists, they would have the album, and then they would have all these songs, right? And there's gonna be one song that's real out of all of
that's
them.
True. That's
you know, so
true.
it's like bullshit, real shit, and then bullshit. So nobody's gonna be like, oh, that they're gonna be like, NBA YoungBoy is good because there's only one song that's going out there.
Yeah, but NBA YoungBoy wouldn't have been famous if he didn't rap about the stuff he raps about.
NBA YoungBoy wouldn't be famous if he didn't look like a rat. So I don't know what he's wrong with him. He's ugly. So I saw a video of him getting bitched. Man, I lost all my respect for him. I didn't even know. You feel me? Where did my mother, bro? That shit was dumb.
That's so funny. If he didn't look like a rat.
You guys about to get so much hate for this shit.
I don't even care.
I like one song by him. Like, I don't
really
like
there are like one or two songs before he got bitched that was like, okay, that's real.
What's that really popular one?
I don't know. I didn't follow that nigga.
I'm a 38 baby. Da 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 da.
You said what? Say it again.
Like, I'm a 38 baby. Da da da. That's like the only part I remember. I like that one. Yeah,
NBA YoungBoy and his sidekick, NHL adolescent kid.
Shut the fuck up.
He talks all hard. He talks all this and that, right? And the next thing you know, you see a video of him getting bitched. It's like, okay, now is his lyrics real or not? You feel me?
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Like, think about people where their lyrics are real. I don't want him to actually be killing people, though.
But, like, it's his reality. They're like, you know, half of these rappers in the, you know, back in the day, this is
you don't want to pull a TK.
Yeah, you don't want to be YNW Melly, who actually killed his friend and then rapped about killing him.
Well, that was bullshit. But like, no, I'm talking about like, you obviously you doing something, but like you talking about it like, you know, before, obviously, you know, not like oh, I kill you, haha, you know, let me rap about. No, it's like, yo, it's like I've been through shit, you feel me? And this is what I've been
through. In the past, yes, well, now.
obviously you put somebody in the past, but like, yeah. Nah, I feel you. I feel you.
I don't want people to be like, hey, be a young boy, you're not real. So you just go down and shoot someone.
But I mean, but in the same time, it's like, okay, if you're not real and shit like that, okay, let me press you out and let's see what you are all about. You feel me? And the nigga breaks out a gun in front of him, right? Then he's fucked. The nigga's dead. You feel me? Just because he said something that's not real. Like, don't get me wrong. Pop Smoke, he's my guy. I like his music. You know, RIP to him. But, like, there was a song, like, he always talks about, like, guns and all this shit, right? But, like, he leaked his address, right? He leaked his address, and he didn't even, like, there was only 3 bullets that was fired, and that was into him. You feel me? He didn't do anything about that. You feel me? And if he was really strapped like he was in the, you know, the video, like, in the music, then, you know, I understand. Because
he said, oh, we let, he let the hood just get killed in Hollywood. Right, in Hollywood, you don't have like, especially these rappers. They usually have someone looking over their back for them.
You're right. Because like XXX, like people are like, at least okay. There's an interview of 6ix9ine talking about like, yeah, but if I have security,
never rap about like he wasn't a rapper though.
He rapped about like, at least in the end, he rapped about conspiracies, you know, shit like,
yeah,
shit outside, like shit that the government, and I'm not even gonna lie, I believe in conspiracies because like shit is kind of iffy, you know, at least right now, you know, shit is kind of iffy, you know, but like he died because of, I believe, the conspiracies that he's been saying and he's trying to let out in, you know, in the world. You know, the nigga didn't have no bodyguards when he died. You feel me? So the shit is like weird. And one thing that I respect about 6ix9ine about what he said is he's not about it. Fuck that nigga.
Didn't he go to the O Block or whatever? Like, quote unquote, no, O Block for like 10 minutes and then left.
He went to Times Square where Chief Keef was and shot at Chief Keef.
That nigga can suck my dick. He can come and shoot me. We'll see what happens.
But anyway, he's really about it, though.
No, he's not about it. This nigga buys bandanas from the dollar store and gives it to people in New York. Like, just for the music. This nigga is not about it. He's not real blood. But let me tell you, the one thing he says...
He shot Chief
Keef. Oh, I'm saying. You can shoot... Okay. I'm not even going to say anything. But anyway, one thing that I respect of what he said was this. He said, if I get a lot of bodyguards, I'm going to act like a bitch, right? I'm going to act like a bitch. But if I don't have anything and somebody kills me, then it's like, why doesn't bodyguard just like XXX? Now, when he said that, I was like,
he's about to get killed.
No, if he gets killed, yo, I don't even care. Don't
he's
going to
die. Like, he's rolling around like
6ix9ine.
6ix9ine, yeah. But like,
you're not going to get straight.
No way.
He's good. I put money on it.
Nah, he's not gonna die.
The FBI got him. He got everyone on him, bro. But the way he's rolling, the way he's acting, I don't know.
But like, all I'm saying is the reason why he's saying, oh, if I have so much bodyguards to protect me, you know, I'm a bitch. But if I don't and I die, then
6ix9ine's image revolves around not caring. So as soon as he starts caring, his image is ruined. So he literally can't care.
But, like, what I'm saying is, okay, now he said the reason why XXX died is because he didn't have a lot of fucking bodyguards and because he didn't want to be signed as a bitch. You know what I mean? That nigga's not a bitch. XXX is a goat. But, you know, like, I understand it's like what Alex said, it's a double-sided sword, right? It's like you get so much bodyguards and you're a bitch. You get joned for that. Or you get nobody and you die and... like, where's the bodyguards? You know, I feel like that just comment is kind of real.
You just say,
well,
Joan?
I think I.
Oh my so lord!
What? I haven't what? Heard that in years.
Hear what?
You say.
Hear what? Joan?
I've heard Joan years, bruh. I swear.
Nah, a little legit. When you said Joan, I felt like a boomer.
You know, you gotta keep it in the old days, you know what I mean? But yeah,
I agree with that. It's a paradox, like that's what Lohei said. It's like a paradox.
Yeah, but like in the same time,
your street cred or not, you know.
But it's not just that, just the fact that he's still talking while he's doing while he like saying, okay, you can have bodyguards. I don't give a fuck. You can go do your shit. But like, I mean, the fact that you were...
He wouldn't say any of the shit if he didn't have the police on him.
He said it before. He said it before he went to jail.
No, he was talking. He was talking mad shit before.
He was saying shit, but he wasn't saying it like he is now.
Yeah, like now he's putting his chest out.
He literally shot at Chief Keef in New York City in Times Square.
Bro, fuck Chief Keef. We're not even talking about fuck that nigga.
But you're saying, oh, he's not da 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 da. But he literally committed like.
If you snitch and you are fading behind the freaking police, you are the biggest bitch in America.
Okay,
on
yeah,
everything.
That ruined his street cred. I agree.
No, fuck the street cred. You are the biggest bitch. So at the same time, you're not hood.
But to say that he wasn't about it, when he is was not literally videotaping people, like beating up people, kidnapping people, shooting at people, all this stuff. The reason he went to jail in the first place, I don't agree with that.
So you're telling me that
he was more about it than most of these rappers.
So you're telling me if you beat up people, shoot people, this is then you're about it. That's what you're saying.
I mean, yes, yes. If you're talking about the street, like street life,
who said that? Like for instance, those are gang life. Those are not street life. Those are gang life.
If you're talking about gang related life, he lived that life. He lived that life.
I don't believe that. I believe he can do what he said. Like. What you said, he can do that shit to make it seem like it, but he was never a blood. I don't think he was a blood. I don't think, like, because he's snitching on bloods. You can't be a blood and snitch on blood.
No,
snitching on Crips.
Okay, you make a good point. You make a good point.
You know, you can't do that and become, oh, I'm hood. You know, what's up? You know, you can't do that shit. You feel me? Especially talking about OGs. This nigga's talking about 50 Cent. This nigga's an OG blood. You feel me? Talking about Snoop Dogg, he's an OG Crip. So, like, you talking about this and that, is like who are you trying to front for? Nigga is in the fucking FBI game if they have their own squad. You feel me, nigga?
He snitched, but he also I think he did what he did for the clout. You know what I mean?
He most like, definitely did because he walked back to his house with bangers. You feel me? And I respect that he financially, you know, was smart enough to make another song right after, you know, being like, I'm back.
You're smart.
You know, that's smart as shit. Because you got fucking, what, 2.1 million?
He broke the Instagram Live record. He broke it.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I didn't even know that shit was happening. So I was, that shit, fuck that. But, you know, but like the fact that now he snitched. Now he did all this shit. But like, who the hell is he to go talk about 50 Cent? Or talk about Snoop Dogg and try to make beef out of all
clout.
These niggas?
He's doing it for clout.
That is bullshit, though.
It's a marketing play. Like I've always said, he's definitely like a master marketer, or he has a master marketing team behind him.
Yeah, he does. He signed to a really big label. I guarantee he has like really smart college educated guys sitting at a board from like trying to figure out how to get him the most like views possible.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, I'm just saying that this nigga literally needs to watch.
Yeah, I was an accountant for 6ix9ine for 5 years. Then he went to jail. And that's what it dipped.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I never liked him. First of all, his music, he's screaming. Who screams in the fucking mic, bro? Like, nigga, if I wanted to scream in the
some
fucking,
people
if
like
I wanted
him.
People to scream in the mic, bro,
I mean, that,
I could go on a PS4
party. That's a conversation. Like, if you like heavy metal-esque rap, then, like, you were probably, like, what you're doing.
But anyway, all I'm saying is I feel like he needs to fucking back up. Make his money back
up. Yeah, but why would he
stop
talking? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like the nigga is fuck the money though. Like, cause in the end of the day, you gotta survive. You're not always these bodyguards are not gonna be with you all the time, my guy. Somebody might see you slacking and done for.
Then the bigger target he is, which means the more protection he'll have. Like he doesn't even care about being called a bitch anymore.
But that nigga's a bitch.
That's the whole thing.
He's turned it around so well, like. He's like, yeah, I'm a bitch, but like, I'm a bit, like, I'm so rich. Like,
that's the whole beef with him and Lil TJ. Like, oh, you're a rat. Okay. I have more money than you. What are you going to say after that?
When you owe it to the point,
if you don't got this watch.
What can you say? Like, what are you going to say?
When he said that shit, when he was like, oh, you were a little boy. When he said you were a little boy, I was like, hold on, is he talking to me? My God, like, who the hell is this nigga? You know, when he was like, you can't get this watch.
I looked at my wrist, I was like, nah. I don't have that watch. Damn.
He was like, if you're from New York and you can't get this watch, don't talk. Nigga, I ain't from New York. I don't care if I was from New York. I'll beat the fuck out of you.
So you fuck with little TJ more than him then? Because that's what he was talking about.
I fuck with anybody more than 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine, if you snitch, there's a rule, first of all. It's an unwritten rule. First of all, you don't mess with OG rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, that just doesn't roll with. Second of all, you don't snitch. You know, you take the time that you don't snitch. There are a lot of prisoners out there who hasn't snitched because they're like, you know, I'm snitches. Because I'm real with what I say.
Also, his clout gave him the ability to snitch. Like, he knew so much, and he was so famous that he could literally get off. Like, not many people knew what he, you know what I mean? Like, okay, he knew but like everything.
Yeah, it was definitely valuable information that the...
Yeah, like, you join a gang, you join, like, a family type shit, which means they trust you. I understand that, but
yeah,
like...
he used it for clout. He's a cloud demon.
Yeah, he is, and that is straight up. Now, one thing is, you know Nipsey, right? First of all, I heard things that he's the reason why Nipsey, you know, died, but like, I'm not gonna get into
it. People do say that. People do.
Yeah.
People
like, if he did, if like that actually came out, you know, this huge shit like that. If he actually did, then
hands on his head.
Yeah, that was a bit open. But like,
dude, what if he's came out and said he did? Oh my God, that would be.
But like, crazy. What I'm saying is this nigga Nipsey did not care about money. This nigga slapped a nigga. This nigga slapped somebody in front of like hundreds of people, and then after that he was like, "Why would you do this?" Right? He was like, "Before all this fame, I'm a Crip. Before all of this fame, I'm a Crip."
Well, it was flipped with 6ix9ine. 6ix9ine wanted to be famous, so he became a Blood. Nipsey
yeah,
was a
so
Crip, and then he became famous.
Yeah. So basically, what I'm saying is Nipsey. He said, I live by respect. I don't, like, jail doesn't faze me. Nothing fazes me. I don't care about money. I live by respect. Now, 6ix9ine, he obviously, like you said, he twisted it to the point where it's like, he don't give a fuck about respect. He cares about money.
Yeah.
You feel me? But at the same time, respect, if you don't have the respect from other people, you can't get protection outside of the police because they're going to catch you slacking one way or another. You feel me? And when that shit does, then it's over.
That's what I'm thinking.
When they catch you slacking, it's over. He better has his guard, you know? And his bitch fucking other rappers, man, belong to the fucking streets. Head her ass over there. Head her get your ass over there, man. I mean, she got her fucking butt, you know, done and shit. But yeah. Anyway.
I think we should wrap it up.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
My fault.
You're good, you're good.
I have the timestamp, but they're gonna be long, that's for sure.
All right, that's fine.
And with that, thank you guys very much for watching. This is a very interesting episode, and I'm glad you got on this week, Lul.
Yeah,
sure. It's good having someone who's on.
Yeah, good job, bro.
You know the vibes, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right, see you all next week.
Bye, guys.
Right, peace, guys. Peace.
All right, bro.